Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now this week's trivia question. What food was considered typically Jewish in Spain in the 15th century? I know that's a tough one, so I'll give you a hint. It was not chicken soup. As always, the answer later in the program. Last Sunday, we had a little party to celebrate our first anniversary here at Radio Sefarad. Actually, it wasn't that little, because those of us who work on the program were joined by representatives of the various Jewish organizations in Madrid and other friends. Jacobo Israel, president of the Jewish Community of Madrid and also of the Federation of Jewish Communities of Spain, said a few words about the founding of Radio Sefarad and about how the community has supported it from the very beginning. Without this support, by the way, the project never would have gotten off the ground. Then Sally Walidarsky, the man behind the whole idea, spoke. He stressed the importance of a Jewish voice that can be heard worldwide, especially at this time of new outbreaks of anti-Semitism. He spoke very movingly about emails we've received from listeners in very remote areas whose only contact with the Jewish world is through Radio Sefarad. Even if we only reach these listeners, what we're doing would be worthwhile. So that said, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you once again that here at the English Corner, we'd love to hear from you. So if you have any comments or suggestions about the show or any questions that you'd like us to answer on the air, please send us an email. Our address is redacción, that's redacción, at radiosefarad.com. Please put English Corner in the subject line. Now for some cultural news. On February 7th, the Círculo de Bellas Artes, the Fine Arts Circle, which is one of the most important cultural organizations in Madrid, hosted the presentation of the Spanish edition of two books by Aaron Appelfeld, The Story of a Life and the Railway. Appelfeld was born in Chernowitz, Romania, and deported to a concentration camp at the age of 8. He escaped and spent 3 years hiding in the Ukraine before he was found by the Russian army. After the war, he made his way to Italy, and in 1946 immigrated to what was then Palestine. He's now a professor of Hebrew literature at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. He began publishing poetry in 1959. He writes novels, short stories, and essays, and his work has been translated into a number of languages. Appelfeld's work is recognized worldwide as among the most profound literary explorations of the Holocaust and has met with international, critical, and popular acclaim. He's received both the Israel Prize for Literature and the Medici Prize. Mercedes Montmani and Tova Harel, as well as the author, participated in the presentation, which was carried out with the cooperation of the Israeli embassy. Now to answer this week's trivia question. If you heard last week's program, you might remember that Alex Beyer said that one of the most popular segments of Radio Sefarad's Spanish programming is the weekly food section, which gives, alternately, Sephardic and Ashkenazi recipes. I told you that I'd try to include a food story and recipe on the English Corner from time to time, and I thought you'd like this one. Uriel Macias, who's a member of the Board of Directors of the Jewish Community of Madrid, wrote a book called La Cocina Judía, Jewish Cooking, which was published in 2003. It's a fascinating book because, although it includes some recipes, it's mainly about Jewish laws and Sephardic customs and traditions related to food. One interesting thing that it talks about is how, in the 15th century in Spain, eggplant, which some of you probably know as aubergine, was considered a typically Jewish food. There are even literary references to Jews eating various dishes made with eggplant. So here's a recipe for an eggplant dish. It's not in Uriel's book. It's my own version of a Romanian Jewish recipe, but it's very easy and generally successful. It can be served as a dip or a spread. Actually, it's what I call a grandmother recipe, since the quantities depend largely on taste, but I'll give you the basic ingredients and then you can adapt it as you like. You'll need a large eggplant, an onion or scallions, fresh garlic, a ripe tomato, olive oil, wine vinegar, paprika, salt and pepper. Also, regular or Greek black olives or pimento for garnish. This first step is very important. Put the eggplant in the oven under the broiler, and turn it from time to time until the skin is black and the inside is soft. This could take about 20 minutes. Broiling the eggplant in its skin like this gives it a sort of a spicy, smoky flavor. You can also do it on top of the stove, directly on a burner, but if you're not careful, it could get messy. After it's cooked, cut off the stem. Hold it under cold water and, being very careful not to burn yourself, squeeze it so that the bitter liquid runs out. Now peel the eggplant and put it into a chopping bowl or food processor. Add half an onion or a couple of scallions, finely minced. If you don't like the strong taste of raw onion, you can use a whole onion, chopped and sautéed until it's soft but not brown. Add one, or more if you like, cloves of garlic that you've put through a garlic press or minced very fine. Add one chopped tomato, a quarter of a cup of olive oil, about a quarter of a teaspoon of paprika, and vinegar, salt, and black pepper to taste. Chop everything together, but don't blend it. It should be a little lumpy and you should be able to see bits of tomato. Chill it and garnish it with regular black or Greek olives and or pimento. It's really good with crispy crackers like Melba toast. Enjoy. Well, that's it for this week. I'll leave you now with Los Guisados de las Berenjenas, which roughly translated means dishes made with eggplant, and is a 15th century poem set to music, which describes over 30 ways that this vegetable was prepared in those days. It's sung by Mónica Monasterio, and you may recognize it as the theme music from Radio Sefarad's Sephardic food program. See you next week. La comida la llama, la comida la doma. A mi tío será así, que le agrada beber vino, con el vino, 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 mucho y bien el vino. La trasera que la guisa es mi prima estar dicho, la capaca por adentro y la hinchida con moti. La comida la almondró, esta comida la llama, la comida la almondró. A mi tío será así, que le agrada beber vino, con el vino, 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 mucho y bien el vino. La gurnia es aburrida, en color. Haremos una cena, gozaremos los dos antes que venga el gozano y le quite el sabor. Antes que venga el gozano y le quite el sabor.
beber vino, con el vino.